It's WLR, it's the Big Breakfast Blads, Vinny and Aveen with you. Now, coming up to Christmas, OnPost wants to remind people of the importance of sending post, parcels and gifts, the old-fashioned way, you might say, but still very important to a lot of people, and to send early, too, this Christmas. And getting involved to remind us all to do so is Irish music legend Johnny Logan, and he joins us on the phone this morning. Johnny, good morning. Great to talk to you.
Good morning, Vinny.
Morning.
Nice to talk to you, too. Morning, Aveen. It's kind of... I'm feeling more like a legend than a legend. I don't know, sort of at what point in my life if people started calling me a legend. I still feel like sort of, I was just saying to people, I said, I know I'm getting much older, but I still feel the same as I did when I was in my 20s and 30s. I know I don't look it, but I still feel the same.
You know, there's a huge amount of love always for Johnny Logan, I find out there.
Are you
a lover of Christmas? Do you get to kind of into the vibe early?
It's a special time of the year for me. Yeah, this is, you know, like Christmas is like sort of a very family time for me, and it's time to sort of just to reflect on how lucky you are to have had to still be around, and to remember the people that are not there with you. You know, it's kind of a time for me, like sort of I love going to mass, all these sort of things, and Christmas dinner, like sort of the Christmas dessert, which I always eat too much of and end up lying on the couch with my stomach.
Don't we all?
But it's you know, like sort of you mentioned the thing about post and that sort of thing. You know, Christmas was always a time that I used to, when I was a kid, I always used to look forward to getting a letter, a Christmas card, and this in the post, you know, with a fiver in it from your aunts and uncles or whatever. 50p in the old days.
Fiver?
You won't remember.
You did well.
You will remember this, but it was 10 shillings in the old days.
Wow.
Like sort of, you know, it's also one thing that just when you were talking there, it struck me, you know, just in talking about OnPost all the time, yesterday and today, is that, you know, the one thing about getting a card and a, you know, Christmas card or a parcel and stuff like this, it's almost like a way of making people feel not alone. Mm. You know, when they feel that they're remembered, you know, they, you know, like sort of, it can really help people in more ways than one, I think. And the slogan that they have, post, you know, post early, you know, like there's so much post going at Christmas. I was in the Oak Street post sorting office yesterday, and like sort of they were saying there's 12,000 boxes being sorted an hour there at the moment.
Wow.
It's unreal.
You would hope that the magic isn't lost as well on the new on generation
absolutely,
of kids, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. There's something that we all still love about getting that parcel or that letter in the post, you know?
Especially with a fiver in it.
It's like being wished, you know? Well, that's for me, you know? That's for me.
And as you said, unfortunately, not everybody is going to get the chance to physically be with somebody they love this Christmas, so post is the option, you know?
That's the other thing. The slogan is post magic, post joy, post love, you know? Yeah. And the thing is, and I think in this sense, they've got that right, you know?
Great stuff. So look, Christmas obviously is really, really important and special to you. So you've done a cover version of a Christmas song, which is a real favourite, you know, and a lot of people would say, oh, you know, Chris Rea's Driving Home for Christmas is their favourite Christmas song. It's a really lovely, lovely version. So congratulations on that one. And it's for charity.
Thank you very much. The proceeds from it go towards Parkinson's Association Ireland.
Lovely stuff.
Lovely.
And, you know, Shay Healy, who
yes,
had that...
Yes, of course, yeah.
Kind of with Jimmy Smith to kind of remember him and to honour him. And the but also, the another part of the proceeds go towards the musical education of 300 kids around Limerick, the Limerick area, you know.
Brilliant.
Wow.
So
we'll,
like, who wouldn't normally be able to afford it, so like, it's... quite an important charity.
Exactly, yeah. We've added it to our Christmas playlist here at WLR, so it'll be getting a few spins over the Christmas season for sure.
Thank you. I think it's a lovely version of it. I think even Chris would like it.
Mm.
Chris Rihanna, I've worked with Chris quite a few times.
For now, for today and for the last couple of days, though, we're reminding people to use the old-fashioned, you most people would say, but still very vital and very important and crucial element of our society at this time of year. That is, of course, on post. And using the hashtags post me now and send love.
Yeah, post me now. Mm. I said it now. That took a lot. That took a lot of thought. Post me now.
Yeah.
This is but you know, I think the most important thing to take away is post early. Mm. You know, and make sure that like sort of the letters arrive in time, and the post, you know, like the presents and parcels and stuff like this arrive in time.
And you can check out OnPost and all of the social media channels as well.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. And you know what, Johnny, I was just saying to Vinny off air, I did a duet of your song One Night Stand in a school play a couple of years ago. A long, long time
great
ago.
Song. Great
yeah.
song.
What
that.
A great song.
Was the
B-side
of What's
that.
Another Year. Mm.
It was. Yeah. I had What's Another Year on vinyl, and I just listened to the B-side probably more than the A-side. Such a great song.
I've started doing that again sometimes with my band. You know, it's 42 years later and the song sounds as fresh as ever. I mean, Bill Whelan did this arrangement of it, and I think it was one of the first times they used fretless bass. I think it was Tommy Moore playing on it. And but it's the string line, the arrangement of the strings in that.
And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
Alto saxella. It's great. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lovely song. Lovely lyric Shea wrote to it as well.
We could speak for ages and ages to you, Johnny. You are a legend, even though you might be reluctant to accept the tag. There's still a lot of love for Johnny Logan out there in the country, and we can't wait to hear more, and especially that new Christmas song this Christmas. And we thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this morning.
Thanks a million. Great to chat. Bye.